Pitch missed outside and gets a swing and a miss from Baldridge to make it 3-2. Full count to Baldridge, trying to make him go 0-4. Last time the Rafters won a home game was July 3rd, and the pitch on the way misses outside for ball number 4. And that means that Brody Sexton will step up to the plate with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the ninth. Still a 7-3 lead for the Rafters. Moik has allowed several base runners throughout the season, but he's able to work through it thanks to the high strikeout count, especially over the last few games. Pitch on the way to Brody Sexton is taken for strike number one in an 0-1 count, and Brody Sexton has been, well, maybe the second best hitter in this Wausau lineup today. 3-for-3, all three singles, as the 0-1 count is in there for a strike, 0-2. The only hitter I'd say better, Noah Malone, who's 3-for-4, but with a home run and a double. 0-2 the count now on the way, and it's popped up shallow infield and picked up on the grass by Landon Gaz for out number one. Rafters need just two more to finish this one. And Christian Smith Johnson up at the plate. Smith Johnson, the right-handed hitting center fielder. Righty-righty matchup. He swings and misses as this one goes away, and the runner does not take off from first. 0-1 the count. Runner on first base is Cade Baldridge. Moik looking over to third. Now he brings it home, and the pitch misses outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count, and Moik has some Northwoods League experience. Pitched in Kokomo last season, now made the switch over to Wisconsin Rapids. Another swing and a miss from Johnson. It's 1-2. Christian Smith Johnson, CSJ, up at the plate. He is 0-for-3 on the game, and despite being one of the best hitters in the Northwoods League, he's had to result in explosive days as this one is popped into shallow left field, running up on it. Clayton, and he overran it in foul territory. It bounces off the glove and lands for a foul ball. Nearly had that one caught, but overran the baseball, and it landed after bouncing off his glove. Tough one. That was kind of in no man's land right there and needed a big run from Royce Clayton Jr. in order to finish it off. Couldn't quite bring it in, so now a 1-2 count still with the runner on first. ESJ at the plate, ropes one into left field. Clayton on the run, and this time it'll get over his head in fair territory off the warning track. Clayton throws it in, and Christian Smith Johnson got a little bit of a lead over there at first base. He was trying to go for two, but didn't realize the lead runner, Cade Baldridge, had stuck up at second. Now back at the base, it goes down as a one-out single. And it brings up Noah Malone to the plate. And here is where you have to watch out. The Woodchucks have the tying runner on deck. And Noah Malone, his last time up, a two-run shot to left field. Right-handed hitting right fielder. He's hit three home runs between today and yesterday against the Rafters. Looking to make it four. But Moik hoping to take care of him. First pitch on the way, Moik hits the outside edge for strike number one. 0-1 the count. And Noah Malone, also a triple away from the cycle. Same as Hayden Carlson. Malone, an all-star for the Woodchucks. He'll be looking forward to that competition as the 0-1 count misses outside. And now 1-1 the count. Trevor Moik looking back to second, where Cade Baldridge currently stands. Christian Smith Johnson is over on first. 1-1 the count to Malone. Moik Set on the rubber, looks back to second once more, brings it home. This one sent into left field. That gets on through for a hit. Running up on it, Clayton, and it brings the tying runner to the plate in the ninth. Bases are loaded with one out, and Trevor Moik has just got to work out of it. But the tying runner up at the plate, and the Rafters trying to get the win here, but they have got to finish it off. Dylan Schlotterbeck, 1-for-3 on the night. He also has a walk. He's reached his last two times up. First pitch on the way. It's in there for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Rafters still up 7-3, but with the bases loaded, one swing of the bat could tie this thing up. 0-1 the count. Moik fires and nearly hits Schlotterbeck, but it misses inside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. Schlotterbeck walked in the seventh. He singled in the fifth. Prior to that, he grounded out and he flew out. 1-1 the count from Moik, and he grounds it back to the pitcher's mound. Moik is there, can't pick it up. It's an infield hit, an RBI single from Dylan Schlotterbeck. The tying runner is on first base, the go-ahead runner at the plate for the Woodchucks. And Dylan Schlotterbeck didn't look intentional on that, but put it right where it would be a tough play to make, and a mound visit coming from Mike Spears. And the Rafters just trying to work out of this right now. Trevor Moik has been maybe the most trustworthy pitcher, but Tony Torres warming up over in the Rafters bullpen, and he's been used in so many games you lose track. Tony Torres has appeared in 20 games already. That leads the team, and he could be appearing in the 21st if Trevor Moik isn't able to work through the damage. Well, Max Galvin at the plate, and he is 1-for-4 on the game, but he's hit a home run in three straight games. He does not have a home run in this one. With the bases loaded here, a homer would give the Woodchucks the lead in the ninth. First pitch on the way from Moik, misses outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And trying not to have this late collapse, the Rafters previously led it 7-1 entering the seventh inning. 1-0 the count from Moik on home. Gets a big swing and a miss. 1-1 the count, and Moik trying to work through this. A right-hander, his last game out, went three innings, allowed two runs, but struck out five batters. Does not have a strikeout this game. Came in as a reliever in the ninth. They have had three straight hits off of him as the 1-1 count is taken below the zone for ball number two. 2-1 count, and the fans letting the home plate umpire hear it as Trevor Moik is having some conversation with the third base umpire who was pushed in on the infield. Now Moik ready to go. Bases loaded, one away in the top of the ninth. It's 7-4 Rafters. 2-1 count on the way. It is in there, called for strike number two. 2-2 the count. Max Galvin, the left-handed hitting left fielder, who entered this game batting .338 with six home runs. 1-for-4 on the night. 2-2 count, swing and a miss, strike number three. And the Woodchucks down to their last out in the ninth. The Rafters one at-bat away from snapping the losing streak. And at the plate, it's the right-handed hitting DH, Max Solis. 0-for-3 on the game, and Moik will look to keep him hitless. First pitch misses low for ball number one. Solis did draw a walk back in the fourth inning, but it has not been his night. Solis, though, 9 home runs on the season. 1-0 count. He takes it inside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Last night, the Woodchucks hit 4 home runs as a team. Today, none. 2-0 the count as Moik will look to deliver to Solis, and Solis takes it low for ball number three. 3-0 the count. Now the bases are loaded, so a walk here would make it a two-run game. But all the Rafters need is one out. Solis right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup. And Moik going to take his time out here. The Rafters looking to get back on track. Here's the offering, and it's in there. Called for a strike to bring it 3-1. Trevor Moik just had to get it across the plate, and he did just that. 3-1 the count. And Moik delivers. Solis fouls it. Now the Woodchucks down to their last strike. Trevor Moik trying to work the Rafters out of this one. Can he finish it off? 3-2 the count. Two away, bases loaded. Rafters up three. Pitch home. It's hit to right field. That will get down. Here's one run. Here's another. The throw coming in from Kobayashi. It's picked up by Adrian, but it's a two RBI single from Max Solis. And it's now a one-run game in the ninth inning. Runners on the corners. The tying runner is at third base. The go-ahead runner is at first. And with that, Trevor Moik will come out of the game, and Tony Torres will enter. Rafters could still win it, but they need the out from Tony Torres. And with that, we will head to a break. When we come back, it's time for the Rafters to see if they can finish it off here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And Rafters baseball back on the air here in the top of the ninth. The Woodchucks are rallying late. It has been a three-run ninth inning. Trevor Moik unable to shut it down. And now Tony Torres coming into a save situation, trying to lock it down for the Rafters. It's a 7-6 game. The tying runner is on third base. The go-ahead runner at first. They're on the corners, but the Rafters need just one out to win this game and snap the skid. It has been 10 straight games that the Rafters have lost, and a win here would be huge heading into the All-Star break. Starting tomorrow, the Rafters will have 4 days in a row off, and that'll be huge to get to regroup, but you'd love to do it with a win behind you, as Tony Torres will look to take over, and the right-handed pitcher for the Rafters coming in with a 6.43 ERA. His last game, though, an inning and two-thirds of shutout baseball. However, the inherited runners for Tony Torres this season, he has allowed 12 of his 14 inherited runners to score this year. He's got two inherited runners on base right now and has to keep them where they're at. Runner on first base is Max Solis. On third, it's Dylan Schlotterbeck. First pitch on the way, it misses high for ball number one. Dom Rodriguez, he is 0-4 from the plate. Looking for the first hit of the game, he's batting 382 entering this game. Going 0-4 is certainly going to drop that. 1-0 the count. Missing high, it's now 2-0. And Tony Torres, the right-hander from southeastern Louisiana. Last time out, allowed just one walk and one hit. Can't do that here, though, although the walk would be fine, but you can't allow a hit. 2-0 count. It's high for ball number three. 3-0, and Dom Rodriguez, one swing of the bat could tie this up or take the lead. Tony Torres just needs to work through Rodriguez, right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup. Torres on the mound. Rafters up one. Brings the pitch home, but it misses outside. Ball number four. The bases are loaded. And Tony Torres now has the bases loaded with two outs in the top of the ninth. And Josh Arquette up to the plate. But before that, a pinch runner comes on for the Woodchucks. As Max Solis is taken out, the new player in is Zach Knowlton. So Zach Knowlton coming on for Max Solis as a pinch runner. And now at the plate, Josh Arquette, the right-handed hitting third baseman. Still, the Woodchucks down to their last out. Bases loaded. Rafters lead by one. Torres brings the first pitch in, and it misses inside for ball number one. You got to get the out here. 1-0 the count to Arquette. Torres looking home. Arquette wiggling the bat around his shoulder. The pitch delivers, and it's in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Torres finally finding his spot. Had thrown five straight balls to start off his appearance, but now has a 1-1 count. Trying to work ahead on it. Arquette at the plate takes the second strike to make it 1-2. And Tony Torres one strike away from the save and from finishing off a Rafters win. Bases loaded. Two outs. Rafters up one in the top of the ninth. Josh Arquette, a 1-2 count. Torres will disengage, though, as he steps off the rubber. And now back on. Righty-righty matchup. Everything comes down to this. 1-2 the count. Torres fires, and it's fouled off by Arquette. Staying alive at the plate. It was down the first base line. And still a 1-2 count. And nobody holding on. The runner on second, Knowlton, as the 1-2 count comes. Swing and a miss. Strike number three, and the Rafters have won it. Tony Torres locks it down for the save, and the Rafters will finally get to have the handshake line on the mound. Oh, what a win for the Rafters. Came down to the last moment, but they end up on top. Final score, 7-6, and that feels phenomenal. Oh, man, what a win for Wisconsin Rapids, as it's Tony Torres who ends up with the save. Seth Spencer gets the win on the game as well, his second win of the season, and the Rafters finally get back into the win column. Their third win of the second half. And with that, that means the postgame show comes up next. So much to talk about, and excited to go back and look back at the game. We'll recap it all and talk about the numbers and, of course, take a look forward to the future. All that comes up next. This is the Rafters postgame show on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her quince's. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Oh, man, finally back in the win column. Let's go. The Raptors take it 7-6 against the subdivision leading Wausau Woodchucks for their third win of the second half. Final score 7-6. Let's look back at how it happened. Back in the first inning, Wausau actually took the lead 1-0. It was a passed ball that sent home Noah Malone to make it 1-0, and the Raptors wouldn't respond until the third inning, but a big third inning indeed it was. Bottom of the third comes around, and leading things off, Jake Beauchesne hit a solo shot, no doubt, to left field. That tied it up 1-1. That was followed up by a double from Hayden Carlson. He came around to score on the sacrifice fly from Kareem Arusovic. Bases empty. Royce Clayton Jr. walks, steals second, and comes home on an RBI single from Landon Gaz to make it 3-1 against Braden Mazzucano and then eventually Nate Ross, who came in as a reliever in the third inning. Well, the Raptors pitching had Seth Spencer go 5 complete innings, allowing just 1 run. He got his second win of the season and moved to 2-4 as a starter. And on the other side, the offense kept on rolling in the fourth inning. A 2-run fourth inning thanks to back-to-back home runs from Jake Beauchesne and Hayden Carlson. 2 home run game from Jake Beauchesne. He's now up to 4 homers on the season. Hayden Carlson, he's got a pair. He was a triple shy of the cycle, but still had 4 hits. He had a home run, a double, and 2 singles in the game. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that a little bit more later. In the fifth inning, the Raptors added 1 more run to make it 6-1 on the solo shot from Landon Gaz. He was perfect from the plate, 2-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a walk. And then in the sixth inning, the Raptors extended that lead to 7-1 on the RBI double from Kareem Arusovic, who had 2 hits on the game. So then into the seventh inning, the Rafters leading by that much, but the seventh inning didn't go the Rafters' way. Noah Malone, a two-run home run. That was followed up by a big ninth inning. The Woodchucks started to make the comeback. They had the bases loaded, pushed across a run, pushed across another two runs to make it 7-6. So the Rafters turned to Tony Torres, who walked a base runner, Dom Rodriguez, to load the bases, but then struck out Josh Arquette to finish it off and earn the save. So a big one for the Rafters with that win, and they get back into the win column. Looking back at the numbers from the game, let's take a look at the pitching staff. I already mentioned Seth Spencer's beautiful game out there. Tristan Krusenberry had a perfect inning where he went 3 up, 3 down and struck out two batters as a reliever, and Tony Torres, of course, got the save in the game. And Justin Battle, also worth mentioning, he went 2 innings allowing 2 runs, so not too bad from him. On the batting side, however, the Rafters had several explosive games. 4 for 5 from Hayden Carlson with a home run, a double, and an RBI. He scored 3 runs in the game. Jake Beauchesne, 2 home runs on the game, also drew a walk. He went 2 for 4. Kareem Arusovic, 2 for 4 with 2 RBIs. A perfect 2 for 2 from Landon Gaz with a walk and a hit by pitch. He had 2 RBIs and a homer. Luke Skinner went 1 for 4 in the game with a double. And that's a look basically at the best stat lines from the Rafters. Plenty of explosive performances and such a fun game to get to watch and to get to call. But one more time, the final score was 7-6. The Rafters win. And a big shout out to everyone who has helped us along the way here as the Rafters ended up taking down the Woodchucks. Big shout out to Matt Clark, the opposing broadcaster for Wausau, who actually made the trip out here, made a little bit of a debut on the broadcast on the television side, and one of my good friends. He's always very helpful with bringing information and all of that. But also a big shout out has to go to WFHR, as always, for hosting us on the radio. Along with that, giving a big shout out to the rest of my coworkers and, of course, the coaching staff here at Wisconsin Rapids for always being open and able to talk. And one final shout out has to go to Jake Beauchesne, who hit 2 home runs this game. But not just for that, he also joined us on the pregame show today and got to talk about how the season's been going. Well, what a game from him, and a big shout out to taking the time earlier today to do the pregame interview. That's all, though, from tonight. So from myself, Austin Thomas, and from the rest of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, thank you and have a great rest of your night.
a desert sand, looking for an answer from a holy man. And this is what he told me, with a wave of his hand. He said, I believe in your hand to
From his album, The Hermit of Mink Hollow, that was the great Todd Rundgren, All the Children Sing. And before that, we heard from Kim Wilde, Kids in America, a song which recently has been covered by a whole bunch of people for some reason. Not sure why, but hey, it is a very, very good song. Up next, we have a controversial song, at least it was in the mid-1980s when it was released, from a controversial band at the time, The Smiths. Now, this song tells the story of what's called the Moors Murders that happened in Manchester between 1963 and 1965. In the song, Morrissey names three of the victims. Now, some of the families took exception to this, and the single and the album that it was on was withdrawn by a couple of different department stores. They wouldn't sell it because of that. Interestingly enough, Morrissey later became friends with one of the mothers of the murdered child and convinced her that their intentions were honorable. By the way, the title of the song comes from a snippet from the Gospel of Matthew. Here's The Smiths with Suffer Little Children.
Dig a shallow grave and I'll lay me down over the moor. Take me to the moor. Dig a shallow grave and I'll lay me down. Leslie Ann and your pretty white beads. Oh John, you'll never be a man and you'll never see your home again. To answer for Edward, see those alluring lights. Tonight will be your very last night. A woman said, I know my son is dead. I'll never rest my hands on his sacred head. Hindley wakes and Hindley stays. Hindley wakes. Fresh lilac fallen fields cannot hide the stolid stench of death. Child cries, oh find me
cause it's good for my voice. But you won't fool the children of the revolution. Now you won't fool the children of the revolution. Now, now, now.
From the album of the same name, that was T-Rex with Children of the Revolution. Stick around, everyone. More to come on Seth Faces the Music. Up next, we're going back to the 1960s. A singer-songwriter who had a lot of success in the 70s, then changed his religion, changed his name, got into a lot of trouble, and now he's kind of back to where people like him again. Stay close, everyone, as we come back here on WFHR.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on your Monday. The heat index pushes over 90. For Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 68. Sunshine, upper 80s on your Tuesday. Some showers and thunderstorms by Tuesday night.
Right now, it's 80.
It's time. Time for the pro to get everything for the job delivered. Large orders of lumber, doors, windows, paint, plumbing, anything the job needs, all from one partner. Get it today with same-day delivery. Get it tomorrow with next-day delivery on 50,000-plus products. Or get it on your timeline with scheduled delivery on everything from framing to flooring. It's time to get your whole job, all your jobs, delivered. Ask about all our new delivery options at the Pro Desk. The Home Depot Pro. It's about time.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a three-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mm-hmm.
it's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, 'cause you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on, and it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Kids with guns,
easy does it, easy does it. They got something to say.
From their album Demon Days, that was the fake band Gorillaz with Kids with Guns featuring Nina Cherry. And before that, we started off this set with Cat Stevens from his classic record, Tea for the Tiller Man. That was Where Do the Children Play? Coming up next, everybody, we have an iconic singer and an iconic song. It's one of the great, I don't know if you could call it a ballad or not. It's just, it's an amazing tune. The singer herself was one of the greatest of all time. From Lady Sings the Blues, here's Billie Holiday with God Bless the Child.
Them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grade. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Lots of friends, they're crowding round your door, but when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such, you can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Lots of friends, they're crowding round your door. But when you're gone and spending ends, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. She's got his own. Yes, he's got his own.
Space children.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Two people are dead and multiple injured, including a state trooper, in shootings in Kentucky. It began at an airport in Lexington, then moved to a Baptist church. CBS's Jerika Duncan hears from the police chief.
Four women were shot, two killed by a gunman who opened fire inside a Baptist church. The suspect was shot and killed by police.
The suspect fired his weapon at individuals on church property. Preliminary information indicates that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church.
Earlier at a traffic stop, the suspect shot a state trooper. That trooper is reportedly in stable condition.
A setback in Texas. Another weekend of heavy rains and flooding means bodies still not recovered from last weekend's flooding still are not found. The search was suspended because of just how dangerous it is there today. Our Karen Waugh is in Kerrville.